calling you today. Yep. Hey, Tom. I'm just trying to play Garmin for KN4LBO. You got a whole lot of traffic. So, yeah, we're looking to head toward her buying a new vehicle. But
just kind of relaxing here the last week or so. Work kind of slowed down, which is, I'm all right with that, to tell you the truth. Heading down to Highway 25 and Highway 11 to meet Fred. Pick up some wire to build some verticals.
We'll be there in about 10 to 15.
95.
We just got on Highway 11, heading that way.
That little pull-off over there, right where you, right where that, on 11 there, there's a little pull-off area there. Some kind of parking area for something or another.
That's from where the old traffic went, I think. I don't know. Who knows at this point?
For my 6 meter, and maybe tomorrow I'll tilt it back over and get it on there. The wire's supposed to be coming tomorrow, too, so might try and get that all put together tomorrow and stood back up.
Right. Cool beans. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that you and yours are doing okay, waiting for everything to open back up and us get back to normal.
Everything to open back up. I don't know if it's going to get back to normal anytime soon, to tell you the truth, but I know this. People are out in droves because traffic in downtown here in 64 here is just, you know, like it used to be, so... I don't know how long it's going to be before things are normal. I'm not going into no restaurants and sitting down and eating, not for a while yet, anyway.
With you and the way you cook, I wouldn't be going out to eat either.
Home is kind of getting old. Because I still enjoy eating out. But I'm not going to be doing any eating out. I've got to go out of town next week. So we'll see what happens in Tennessee. I'm not sure whether I'll be doing curbside pickup, delivery, or eating. Hey, I got a phone call. This is probably Fred. I'll be back in a minute.
Kilo Zulu 4 Mike Mobile standing by.
7J is back. Outback parking lot is packed full. Unbelievable.
Well, that's what I was saying to Sharon last night. I said, I'll cook for you, but I'd wager there somebody else cook for us. I like cooking, but there is a season, and I'm out of season at this point.
I'm cooking. I do most of the cooking at the house, but, you know, it's like every single day with no break. You know, I normally I'll cook dinner, and then, you know, once, maybe twice a week, I'll just say, come on, let's go to Outback, or let's go to Applebee's, or sometimes I'll just go out, and Sandra doesn't want to go out, but I'll go out and eat and bring her home a meal. You know, we do that a lot of times, too, so. But anyway, what else is going on? You been on the radio at all?
Negative. I just got my emails back from my CQ magazine, WPX Awards, and they emailed me the paper copy or email copy and said that it was going to the printer and I'd get the rest of them later. But other than that, no, I tinker when I can. And I'm dealing a whole lot with here and the beach and mom. The extra no load that I've got in the house that's moved up from Lauren's. Oh, by the way, KN4LBO says hi. Anyway, but yeah, just struggling along.
FYI, I'm on 26, going to be getting off on 25. There's a short period of time where I will get, or where I won't get into the repeater for a couple miles. So if you lose me, all of a sudden you'll know why. And hello to the passenger. I didn't get the call sign, but I know who you are. Anyway, hello to everybody.
Roger, we're getting ready to pass under Glassy. And there's a little bit of a shadow here a little bit more once we get a little bit further west, but all right, if I lose you, I'll lose you. I'll get you later, but anyhow, I just wanted to touch base with you and make sure you're doing okay. I didn't want to call you. I've been calling all my ham buddies, and it almost seems like I'm more of a bother than I am anything else, but I just want to make sure that the people I care about are doing okay. On the radio or on the phone, or you could even call me late for dinner. But you can call anytime you want. You're not bothering me at all. Actually, I've been bored the last few weeks. I may even give you a call tomorrow and see what you're doing. What do you got going on tomorrow? I think I will be meeting Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee and Mr. Dave. I'm afraid I'm going to butcher it. I think it's K-E-4-E-A, but I'm not totally sure, to exchange some cameras that have been purchased and get ready for the next class that we'll be teaching. So, but other than that, other than looking for her a vehicle in the afternoon, she's working all day, so I'm free and hanging loose.
Over this silver mask, stand that back up, but I don't know what whether you're around. Guys, call some other folks too if you're not going to be around.
Well, call me on the phone if you need me. I'll be happy to come up. We're just passing the wire, man. I think we've both gotten to a scratchy area. So if you heard that, I hope so. And just let me know.
I'm just right now approaching my bad area, so I don't know whether it's going to actually give me fits today or not.
Well, you're still hanging in there. Any word on Setco yet? We're licking our lips and slobbering on everything around here, trying to rearrange our schedule so that we can go, and I'm hoping we still go, but we've both been registered and I've had the room for a while.
Pretty sure you were asking about the Setco, but I had a little pop there. But at this point in time, we are proceeding, and the hotel was closed down. During that time, they closed down, they remodeled, so they finished their remodel during the virus closed down, and they have reopened and are open for business and expecting us.
Well, I'm hoping Seco carries forward, but we have chiseled out a place in the calendar, so come hell or high water, we're going to be there that week and weekend regardless. So, if anything happens and Seco closes down, if anybody else out there wants to get together and hang out in Pigeon Forge for that weekend, let me know.
I'm going to be there that weekend regardless. You know, well, I shouldn't say that, but if enough people were going to get together, just even at country and suite there, you know, get together and have some dinners and hang around like that, I'd be happy to do that too. But I'm kind of thinking that the convention's going to happen. It may be different. I'm not sure. I've had a lot of discussions with Dave, so I'm not sure. We've had some ideas, some thoughts, and I'm going to keep them to myself just until everything's decided.
Roger. Well, we plan on going regardless, so I figure there will be a couple of people that have earmarked that time to go up there anyway, so we will be up there with some like-minded people. But if you and if anything comes up and you and Dave need another leg worker to do whatever, you know, all you have to do is yell at me. I'm going to be there anyway. I'd be happy to help out.
Keep that in mind. They got me pretty busy this year. I'm doing door prizes again all day Saturday, and Friday I'm actually presenting at boot camp. I'm the last one to present at boot camp Friday, so I think I'll probably be pretty busy the whole weekend. I'm getting there Wednesday, so we'll have to see. But yeah, I'll keep that in mind. I appreciate it.
We had planned on arriving on Wednesday morning, but had actually been thinking about changing the dates at the hotel and just driving up when she gets off on Tuesday. So that's still up in the air. I haven't decided yet, but we will definitely be there, bud.
Regardless, but like I said, I'm, you know, it's really hard to tell. The government has basically, I think, made up their mind. They're going to open everything back up a little bit slowly, and I think their attitude is what it is. What it is. So I think it's going to be left to each individual to decide what you want to do, where you want to go, how close you want to get to other people, and whether you want to wear a mask or a 5-gallon bucket over your head, whatever.
Well, I think the closest I've gotten to other people over the past couple of years of being up there was during the ceremony, the food, where we do the food on Saturday night. But I'm probably the only one that's been asked to go to the room or leave the hotel for going through the lobby butt naked from crawling out of the pool.
I missed that one, but okay. That's a scary thought. That's a visual I didn't need right now while I'm driving.
Sharon almost sent us off into a grove of trees when I said that. Anyway, we're about 5 minutes from that intersection. I think we're going to beat you there, so we'll just kind of cruise on through unless you end up being closer. But, you need help tomorrow, you let me know. And you need help at Seco, you let me know. And by any means, if you need me between now and then, let me know. I need some bob time. I've missed you, bud.
Well, I'm pretty sure I could use your help tomorrow, but what I'm really waiting on is to see what the weather's going to do. You know, if it doesn't rain, I'm definitely going to tilt that tower or that mast over, put the rotator on it, get it all ready to go, and leave it tilted over. Hopefully my wire will get there early. And if the wire shows up early, I can get it tilted over, get it all put together, get the wire put on it, if nothing else, and stand it back up while I've got some help, and then I can run the wire. I've still got to do lightning protection on the control cable and a lot of things, but I can probably get the wire into the house anyway.
We just crossed over 25 and still hadn't heard anything from Fred, so I don't think he's there yet, but anyway, you be careful getting down the mountain, and hope you have a good exchange. We're going to go over here and try to find her a vehicle, since she has already sold the one that we're riding in right now.
Well, you need to buy something pretty quick, that's for sure. So, all righty, Tom, I'll let you guys go. I am just about to South Carolina, so I'll probably talk to you tomorrow sometime. I'll see what the weather's going to say, see what the tracking says on the wire. It's supposed to be here. It says tomorrow, but who knows whether it's going to be here at 9 in the morning or 9 o'clock at night. NB7J Mobile.
All right, you be careful coming down the mountain, Bob. We're heading on towards Seneca, and we'll catch you a little bit later. You need me, you call me on the radio or on the phone, bud. Good to talk to you, and like I said, be careful. 73, KZ4M Mobile. We're going to be clear and listening.
All right, you both have a good, safe journey this afternoon. I'm just welcome to South Carolina. NB7J is Mobile listening in.
Ford, India, Yankees, India. Anybody copy?
T7J, KZ4M. Did you make it off the mountain, Bob?
Section of 11 and 25 up here at this little parking spot or whatever you call it.
We're on 11, approaching, heck, I don't remember what it is, 278 that goes up to Rosman.
That's around here, so I don't know where you're at.
Between Table Rock Mountain and Sassafras. To Fred's place than we are ours.
Mountain or down at his house?
No, we're almost getting ready to approach the intersection for the road that cuts between his place on Nancy Mountain and Sassafras.
I don't really know where you're at, but anyway, that's no big deal.
Keep all right in there with Miss Sharon. Y'all are topographically challenged.
Yep. Carolina, now South Carolina, so I don't have a clue where you're at, or I don't travel those roads.
You still just parked waiting on Mr. Fred to show up?
Just sitting here.
Well, boy, we're just traveling on. I just wanted to make sure you got off the mountain okay. Had a couple of phone calls I had to handle, and I got off of them and got back on the radio, and I went, I got to check on Mr. Bob.
Mountain, all right. I still got to go back up after Fred gets here. We're just going to hand off. I got two jumpers I made up for him, and he's going to hand me 500 feet of wire. And I'm going to head on up the mountain there, and then I'm going to stop and find me something to eat. Probably eat my truck or bring it home. Excuse me.
Tucker, okay. Well, you got to be wary of those roadside touch and grabs, you know. But anyway. All right. It's 178. 178 is the highway. It's a U.S. highway. We're crossing over right now and heading along our way. You got any problems getting back up the mountain, you let me know. We're going to go over here and look at some vehicles and let her test drive a couple. So I just want to check and make sure you got down the mountain all right. Going back up is a lot easier than coming down. KUZ4M Mobile.
All right, Tom. Appreciate it. And like I said, I'll probably give you a call tomorrow. I'll see what the weather's going to do tomorrow in the morning when I wake up and try and figure out what time the wire's coming to. So anyway, I'll catch up with you later. You guys have a good trip, and maybe you'll find you a vehicle. ND7J, I'm actually going to be clear.
73, be careful getting back up the mountain. KEZ4M Mobile, clear and listening.